Dr. Hunter Frame, field crops agronomist with Virginia Tech Agricultural Research and Extension Centers, encourages cotton growers to think about their key objectives as they consider planting cover crops. He also shares resources for growers looking to incorporate cover crops into their management plans.
When growers think about planting or selecting cover crops, they need to already have a plan in place in terms of, do they want high biomass? Do they want nitrogen fixation, erosion control, or just participation in one of the government programs out there? Your objectives on how you want to manage those cover crops are going to change your decisions about what to establish and how to manage those cover crops during the year. There's a few books out there that are what I consider as great resources. One, How to Make Cover Crops Profitable. And then we have another one, Building Soils for Better Crops. And these are resources. The first one, the reason I refer to it as like the cover crop Bible is because it details almost every species of cover crop, their management, their seeding rates, what they're good at. So it's like a one-stop shop. But yeah, those are a couple resources that are easy. The next resource is the University of Tennessee has done a cover crop variety trial. And we're trying to emulate that here in Virginia for our growers. But they have tested a wider range of species and varieties and biomass. And they measure a lot of different things, flowering dates. It's a really neat study. And you could just Google search Tennessee cover crops. And that variety testing pub comes up. So those are a few resources that I find extremely useful.